I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
Omicron is spreading faster than kudzu, especially among our children. Some educators and health officials are suggesting we halt in-class learning and return to virtual learning. That would be a disaster. It's indisputable that Omicron is spreading rapidly in our schools, but data suggest it doesn't last as long and isn't as severe as was the Delta variant. The threats of illness are not as great as other damages to our children. Consider this. Between March 2020 and the same month in 21, when schools were closed and we depended on virtual learning, the average school-age student lost 55 instruction days. That's almost one-third of a school year. Test results quantify the damage. Only 45% passed state exams compared to almost 60% in 2019, the year before COVID. 53% of the students in grades 3 through 8 were graded not proficient in grade-level reading skills. 2019 end-of-grade test revealed more than 50% failed Math 1, Math 3, biology, and/or English exams, and 1 in 6 students failed to be promoted from the pivotal ninth grade, a predictor of future high school graduation success rates. Our children essentially lost a year of their educations. It wasn't just in learning that students suffered. The Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics compiled studies from across the globe and found clinically elevated depression in 25% of children and anxiety in 20%. Child suicide rates hit new peaks. Children knew they weren't keeping up or getting the help they needed. They heard the angst and concern from their parents, worried about jobs and bills and food. Anxiety that often played out in tension and sometimes screaming at home. Children who had heard the horror stories were frightened at the prospect of getting the virus and knew their lives had changed. Many doubted they'd ever return to the way things were. They missed their friends and classmates and their personal freedoms. All of this resulted in children feeling frightened and lonely. The best way to minimize the scariness and uncertainty is to restore their lives to as normal a routine as possible, particularly the return to in-person learning. We need to understand there's much to be done, and it's going to cost us personal involvement and money, lots of it. Safety must be a high priority, including both physical safety from the disease as well as safety from physical danger. We must thoroughly and frequently sanitize our schools every day. To control virus spread, we need to return to spacing desks as far as possible and require that all wear masks. It's time to put your political preferences aside and do what's best for the most. Off-duty officers are going to be extremely necessary to restore confidence and keep order. As was always the case, teachers are the fulcrum to in-class success. Too many teachers are leaving due to burnout or fear for their own or their family's health, as well as outrageous behaviors. We've got to provide a great deal more support in the classroom, including a large cadre of substitutes, teaching assistants, mentors, or volunteers to backstop instruction, provide mediation, coaching, or just give classroom teachers a break. Administrators get no pass for not ensuring their schools have enough bus drivers, cleaning and janitorial help, food service workers, or counselors and medical assistants. Help can come from other educators, the business sector, elected officials, concerned citizens, even administrators themselves. And parents can be of great assistance. This will include spending time with their students, listening to them read, looking at papers returned to them, asking questions to hear how their student is doing. They need to frequently communicate with educators, supporting them as they support our children. In summary, North Carolina needs to come together like never before. Yes, there are costs, risks, and sacrifices to be made. But ask yourself, what is the cost for an improperly educated generation of children? What if they drop out, unprepared to graduate, or get additional education they'll need to thrive? Our society will pay to support them, feed them, counsel them, and perhaps even police them. our state will be unattractive to employers who might move elsewhere to find the job skills they need in their workforce. This isn't a chicken little sky is falling preposterous scenario. Failure cannot be an option. We prove how much we care about the next generation and each other by how dedicated we are to helping them succeed. It all begins with a steadfast commitment to keep kids in class.